Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life. Doctor, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Chad.
Doctor, the COVID thing, it's here. But so is flu season, and we're seeing an increase in a lot of things taking place. What are you seeing in your practice currently as a GP? And should we be worried about a variant that's been detected in Botswana?
Well, so as we said yesterday, Chad, there's a lot of other viruses at the moment going around, and certainly COVID is not the highest. Probably RSV is the highest, or rhinovirus, which causes the common cold. But it is noteworthy to see that there's been BA.4 and BA.5. Now, just to remind us all, the BAs are the Omicron variant, and we've been dealing with BA.1 and 2. Now that there's 4 and 5, it just shows that there are more variants of the same lineage that are spreading. And the truth is that one would expect that, because if you've seen cases going up, which we're seeing a little bit here, and certainly in some countries in the world, that we said spoke yesterday about the UK, there must be a reason why there's such an uptick, and it is because of this variant. I think that what was interesting here is that when this was reported, it was reported that it was detected in South Africa, Botswana, Belgium, Germany, Denmark, UK, and I think that possibly could have been informed by the previous mistake, if you want to put it, that South African made by first describing Omicron, because it caused our country to shut down. So hopefully this time it will not have that kind of effect. But again, we know that even though the BA.4 and BA.5 are more contagious because we're seeing a higher rate of spread, it certainly doesn't mean that they are more serious.
So we anticipating, obviously, that there are going to be changes in variants, but it's all part of the process of this the way pandemics run their course. I think there's been so many studies in the past into viruses that we shouldn't be overwhelmed or exceptionally concerned when we hear that there's yet another variant. It's anticipated that there's going to be these mutations.
Absolutely. I mean, firstly, these variants are, remember, they sub-variants of Omicron. So Omicron proved to be a good variant. And as far as the theory goes, well, it's not just theory, but we've seen it with other viruses. Viruses attenuate and really over time they become less severe. But it's not quite noteworthy. And I mean, Adrian Gore spoke about this from an actuary and from a data perspective, that these variants are running parallel, these subvariants. And we're even seeing that still a bit with Delta. And so the concern here is not, we know that in the long term, COVID will get less, both in terms of severity and people will become more immune. But the real hope is that we don't get another variant that runs parallel that's more serious, because, obviously we can't afford for the sickness and loss of life that comes with a more serious variant. I think it's quite interesting that we spoke about him yesterday, the epidemiologist, Prof. Karim, Abdul Karim, spoke recently, and he's, as I said yesterday, he's predictions are often very real and true, and they have been over this pandemic. And he spoke again a few days ago about how the next wave is likely to be to peak in April, May, so towards the end of this month. And he's actually even said that it's likely to be called the Pi variant, because that's the next name in the next letter in the Greek alphabet. So I mean, we almost know when it's going to happen, that it's going to happen, what it's going to be called. We just hope that it's in the same Omicron vein as what we've had so far, and that it's not a completely new parallel variant. But, we've got to be optimistic and carry on what we're doing.
Is Pi what we're seeing in Botswana at the moment?
No. What we're seeing at Botswana at the moment are sub-variants of the current Omicron, 4 and 5, but Pi would be a completely new variant. And the thoughts are that because there is so much widespread of this COVID at the moment, that it's likely there'll be a new, completely new variant, but it doesn't mean, again, that it'll be a more serious variant. And I, for one, am optimistic that it will be less severe.
And quickly before we go, we've got 20 seconds. If you're not feeling too well and you're thinking perhaps it's a cold or the beginning of flu, can you still go get the flu shot?
It broke up for the first part of it. Just repeat quickly
If you're not feeling too well, if you feel like a head cold coming on or something, or perhaps the beginnings of a cold or a flu, is it too late to get the flu shot?
So influenza, the flu is not going around much at the moment. And most heads and colds, flus are really just rhinovirus or a bit of metapneumovirus. So absolutely, I think that unless you have a temperature and you really have something else going on that's significant, if you're feeling a bit congested, and you should get the flu shot, because the sooner you get it, the more likely you're going to be protected when we actually do start seeing influenza.
Okay, great. Well, and I, for one, I'm going to be lining up and getting my flu shot. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us. We'll be chatting to you again soon.
Thanks, Chad.
That was Dr. Daniel Israel from Dr. Daniel Israel & Associates. He is a GP at Bluebird, keeping us updated on COVID.